Booker, if you come after Joe Biden, you're going to have to deal with me. By Jeff Poor on October 7, 2019. Sunday during an appearance on CNN's Newsroom, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, a candidate for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, offered a stern warning for those criticizing former Vice President Joe Biden about his family's business ties. Booker seemed to be directing his remarks at President Donald Trump. Partial transcript as follows. Cabrera, Senator, the president has continued to throw out more baseless allegations against Joe Biden this weekend on Twitter. The former vice president has now taken the president dash taken on the president directly in a new Washington Post op-ed, and he writes this. Trump is frantically pushing flat-out lies. The bunk conspiracy theories and smears against me and my family, no doubt hoping to undermine my candidacy for the presidency. But it won't work because the American people know me, and they know him. To be clear, there is no evidence of wrongdoing by the former vice president or his son Hunter Biden. Even the Ukrainian prosecutor has said as much. Senator, if the overwhelming issue for Democrats is President Trump must be defeated, do you feel that you and other Democrats should be doing more to speak in one voice that Joe Biden's family is off limits? Booker, no, I've said time and time again that this is unacceptable, that if you come after Joe Biden, you're going to have to deal with me in this case. There is no, as you said, these are baseless, unfounded, scurrilous lies, plain and simple. Trying to undermine the character of one of the statesmen of our country. Not our party, but our country, and so yes, you've got a problem with me. I can't speak for this in a political context. This is just me as an American to see these kind of attacks. And whether it's the lies this president tells about Joe Biden or lies he tells about dash about other American citizens to demean and degrade them. Hell, I found what he wrote about Mitt Romney to be absolutely unacceptable, assaulting another statesperson in our nation. And so this is a president that is demeaning and degrading. He is lying and deceiving, and there's got to be some accountability in the fatigue of this country. There's got to come a point that people just say enough is enough. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.